Well, praise the Lord. It's so wonderful to be in His house this evening. Amen. Psalm 134. Behold, bless the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, who by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord who made heaven and earth. Bless you from Zion. It's why we've come. It's why we're here. He's why we've come. He's why we're here. And how do you ever fulfill this, live this, and know this if you never stand by night in the house of the Lord? The NIV reads, praise the Lord, all you servants of the Lord who minister by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and praise the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion, He who is the maker of heaven and earth. In the New King James Version of the Bible, the heading clearly reads, praising the Lord in His house at night. Song, a song of ascent. The words of Psalm 134 found place in a song we used to sing often as a church. Many years ago now, it was a song we sang at night during evening worship services. In days gone by, come bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, who stand by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the holy place and bless the Lord. And bless the Lord. This song comes to me often. And I sang it as a child. I sang it as a youth. I sang it as a young man. And you know, it was sung into me as a child, as a youth, and as a young man. The voices of a nightstand congregation. The voice of a pillar people. Back up just one psalm. Psalm 133, please, if you have your Bibles, follow along. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious oil upon the head, running down on the beard of Aaron, running down on the edge of his garments. It is like the dew of Hermon descending upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, life forevermore. Blessed unity, the blessed unity of the people of God. And hear this psalm, song of ascents. Can the morning crowd live this? Yes. But you know, there's just something. There's something about the nightstand crowd, something about being a part of it. We read words in Scripture. The offering of the evening sacrifice, or at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, at the evening sacrifice, Psalm 141 verse 2, let my prayer be set before you as incense, the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. The evening sacrifice happens in the evening. The evening gift, the evening oblation, the evening tribute, the evening offering. And so does this speak directly and only to a nighttime gathering of the saints, you know, in a church building, in a sanctuary, in a room? No. Yet, can't we see that it can speak to the evening gathering of the saints? Behold, bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord who stand by night in the house of the Lord. All you servants of the Lord who minister by night in the house of the Lord, the evening sacrifice to stand before, to serve, to minister before a king. That's what's being said. Our first ministry is unto the Lord, isn't it? To worship Him, to pour out our praise, to love on Him, to bless Him. You know, there's not many nightstand congregations left in this culture. Nightstand. You know, a nightstand serves purpose. You know, there beside the bed. There beside the place of rest. There beside the place of slumber. Quite the picture. A bed and a nightstand. And what better way to go to bed having come from the nightstand? One lays down to rest having just partaken of the function of the nightstand, enjoyed the ministry of the nightstand. You're like, my nightstand does not minister to me. If you can hear tonight. A nightstand enhances decor. It promotes organization. They sure are versatile. Often there are items on a nightstand. A lamp. A clock. A glass of water. A book, perhaps. And these days, a phone. A lamp. And when it's turned on, the nightstand is illuminated, the lamp providing the light that's needed. A clock displaying the time and serving as an alarm. A glass of water for when one is thirsty in the night. A book. And might it be a Bible? A phone. Should someone need to get a hold of you in the night hour? Many a night stand no longer illuminated. Look. Don't we know what time it is? What hour it is? Oh, for an alarmed sound. By the Spirit of the Lord, reach out and drink the nightstand water. I see an illumination, an illuminated screen. It's the cell phone. There's a text message. What's it say? Stand by night in the house of the Lord. I know I'm preaching to the choir tonight. Thank you for coming. Thank you for coming to church tonight. Thank you for your heart for the nightstand. Thank you for appreciating it. Thank you for knowing its value. And if you aren't a regular, normal evening sacrifice attendee, well, welcome. Welcome to the nightstand. The evening service. The evening sacrifice. You know, I've never thought of it as a sacrifice. These words, considering our need for personal growth, the value Christ placed on the church, the price He paid for it, and the commands of Scripture regarding the local church, I believe Dr. Lee Robertson had it right when he suggested Christians need three to thrive. Having three services a week, Sunday morning, Sunday evening, and a midweek Bible study prayer service. having three services a week, Sunday morning, Sunday night, and a midweek Bible study prayer service is a benefit, not a burden, to the spiritual health of God's people. And this, one of the most prevalent and concerning reasons churches drop Sunday evening services is for lack of interest. These are not my words. One of the most prevalent and concerning reasons churches drop Sunday evening services is for lack of interest. Too many people, they say, are not interested in the added time commitment of Sunday evening services. To me, this indicates a need for Sunday evening services. Committed disciples have never based their decisions related to spiritual growth on convenience. I know I'm preaching to the choir. What do you do with Hebrews 10:25? Hebrews 10:25, the New Century Version, you should not stay away from the church meetings as some are doing, but you should meet together and encourage each other. Great, period. But it says, do this even more as you see the day coming. Do this even more as you see the day coming, not less. Do this even more. Acts 20, verse 7, the Amplified. Now on the first day of the week, Sunday, when we were gathered together to break bread, share communion, Paul began talking with them, intending to leave the next day, and he kept on with his message until midnight. Was this a Sunday evening service? You know, I can't imagine Paul started preaching during the Sunday morning service and continued all the way till midnight. The Wycliffe Bible, he drew along the sermon till into midnight. Well, don't worry, we're not here till midnight. And someone's saying, well, what about my children? Would we ever use children as a reason or excuse for not being part of the nightstand crowd? I was once a part of it, but I got married. My wife, she's the reason I'm no longer part of the nightstand crowd. We had a kid. We have a child. The blessing of the Lord. Thank you for the blessing, Lord, and for the excuse to no longer be a part of the nightstand crowd. You know, a generation gone by, it's actually not too far. I was brought up in that flow. It was just normal, three to thrive. And there were even services beyond that. Three to thrive. Think about it. It might be the message you need tonight. J.B. Phillips, New Testament, on the first day of the week, when we were assembled for the breaking of bread, Paul, since he intended to leave on the following day, began to speak to them and prolonged his address, his message, until almost midnight. There were a great many lamps burning in the upper room where we met, and a young man called Eutychus, who was sitting on the windowsill, fell asleep as Paul's address became longer and longer. Finally, completely overcome by sleep, he fell to the ground from the third story and was picked up as dead. What a church service. But Paul went down. Paul went down and bent over him and holding him gently in his arms, said, don't be alarmed, he's still alive. Listen, going to church won't kill you. Then he went upstairs again, and when he had broken bread and eaten, continued a long, earnest talk with them until daybreak, and so finally departed. As for the boy, they took him home alive. Well, there's no windows in this place. You might fall out of a seat, but you know, You'll live. Your children will live. The young will live and the young will thrive. Eutychus fell asleep. I mean, the sermon went into midnight. If the children, if the young fall asleep in night church, at least they're in night church. I fell asleep many times resting on the front pew, resting in the presence of the Lord. By the Spirit of the Lord, you shall take them home alive and more alive. You know, the boy's name, Eutychus, his name means fortunate, well-fated. Yeah, every son and daughter that has parents that have them in night services is fortunate. Fortunate daughter, fortunate son. I hear the words of the prophet Isaiah, and might they speak here, Isaiah 26, 8 and 9, the desire of our soul is for your name and for the remembrance of you. With my soul I have desired you in the night. The Wycliffe Bible, my soul shall desire thee in the night. The voice, at night I long for you with all that is in me. The NCV, my soul wants to be with you at night. Yeah, I know, in the night and through the night, my soul longs for you. The nighttime, the night season when things aren't so bright, when darkness falls. Yeah, can't you see it? The Amplified, we have waited expectantly for you, your name, even your memory is the desire and deep longing of our souls. In the night, my soul longs for you, O Lord. Indeed, my spirit within me seeks you diligently. And the Amplified Classic reads, O Lord, we wait expectantly for you. Our heartfelt desire is for your name and for the remembrance of you. My soul yearns for you, O Lord, in the night. Yes, my spirit within me seeks you earnestly. I know. I know that he is pleased with the night stand company. I know that he looks down from heaven. He's smiling. So pleased that there are still night services taking place. The people are still gathering to worship him, to honor him. They still believe in the morning and the evening sacrifice. They're not too busy. They're not. I'm concerned with this, but they have a heart for it. And they're not basing spiritual growth, their own, and the spiritual growth of their children and on down the line. They're not basing it on convenience. They're hungry for God. They're thirsty for God. How we bless his heart when we come into his house on a Sunday evening. A holy remnant. You know, it's a statement in the night. It's a statement in the dark. The lights of the church on as people pass by in the night hour. Look at that church like a beacon. Like a beacon in the night. This is years ago now. We gathered for Sunday evening worship practice. I'm so thankful we had Sunday night church that particular Sunday evening. We gathered and a man showed up. There was a particular billboard out front and a man showed up. He saw this billboard and a sign and he came in and he wanted to talk to somebody. So thankful we had Sunday night church. He was on his way to kill himself. He gave his heart to Jesus. He was devastated. He was broken. He had nowhere to turn. He had nowhere to go. But he saw a sign. He saw hope. And for whatever reason, he pulled into the parking lot. for whatever reason, he walked into a church and found somebody. I think we should keep the doors open, you know. Psalm 134, the Song of Decrees, reading from the Wycliffe. Lo, now bless ye the Lord, all the servants of the Lord, that ye that stand in the house of the Lord, in the halls, in the foreyards of the house of our God. Ye who stand in the house of the Lord night after night, in nights, raise your hands into holy things and bless ye the Lord. Raise up your hands in the holy place and bless ye the Lord. The Lord bless thee from Zion, which Lord made heaven and earth. May the Lord bless thee from Zion, the Lord who made heaven and earth, who stand by night, who minister by night, who stand during the night in the house of the Lord, who stand ready to serve in the night. You who serve at night in the temple of the Lord. The message reads, come, bless God, all you servants of God, you priests of God, posted to the night watch. The nightstand is a witness in the earth. The nightstand is a statement in the earth. The nightstand is a wonder in the earth. It always has been, but now a wonder. Now a rare thing. Costly, precious, endangered. Like a species. On the brink of being extinct, done away with. And what's the hope that a future generation will pick it up? We press on. Morning and evening sacrifice, yes, this is the Lord's day. A light, a lamp, Matthew 5, 14 to 16, the NIV. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. The NLT, you are the light of the world, like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp and then puts it under a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand where it gives light to everyone in the house. The NLV reads, on a table. In the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see so that everyone will praise your heavenly Father. The living Bible, a city on a hill, glowing in the night for all to see. Can you hear the Spirit of the Lord tonight? The Darby translation, ye are the light of the world, a city situated on the top of a mountain cannot be hidden. Let your light shine. Let this good deed shine, glowing in the night, glowing in the night for all to see on the top of a mountain, the mountain of the Lord, Mount Zion. You know, as long as there is a night service, as long as there is a people shining, the nightstand is illuminated. Sunday night church. And what of Tuesday nights? Three to thrive. Tuesday nights in his house. In this house. Having three services a week, Sunday morning, Sunday evening, and a midweek service is a benefit, not a burden to the spiritual health of God's people. You know, and thank God for the children's ministry, and thank God for the youth ministry, and thank God for the prayer gathering, the prayer ministry, the Tuesday night nightstand illuminated, glowing in the night for all to see. Jim Cimbala, the pastor of the Brooklyn Tabernacle, he said these words, the clearest instructions about church life come when Paul tells young Timothy how to proceed. I urge then, first of all, that requests, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for everyone, 1 Timothy 2:1. Later in the same chapter, verse 8, Paul says, I want men everywhere to lift up holy hands in prayer without anger or disputing. That is a sign of a Christian church. The book of Revelation says, that when the 24 elders fall at the feet of Jesus, each one will have a golden bowl. And do you know what's in the bowls? Incense. What is this incense that is so fragrant to Christ? It's the prayers of the saints, Revelation 5:8. Just imagine you and I kneel or stand or sit to pray, really opening our hearts to God, and what we say is so precious to Him that He keeps it like a treasure. Do you know of a church in your community that says, because prayer is so great, so central to Jesus' definition of the church, that on a prominent night of the week, they are going to concentrate on prayer with all their leaders present? For myself, I have decided that our church's Tuesday night prayer meeting is so crucial that I will never be out of town two Tuesdays in a row. If that means I cannot accept certain speaking invitations, so be it. Why would I prefer to be anywhere else? The Bible has all these promises. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. Matthew 7:7. You will seek me and find me when you seek. When you seek me with all your heart. Jeremiah 29:13. You do not have because you do not ask. James 4:2. Isn't it time to say, stop? We're going to pray. Because God said that when we pray, He will intervene. The Tuesday night prayer service, this nightstand. And perhaps you've never attended a Tuesday night prayer service. Come join us. Come join us. Bring your family. Bring your children to the children's programs. Bring the youth to the youth ministry. Bring your family in. Watch how God will bless you. Abraham Wright said, "The Lord that made heaven and earth, bless thee out of Zion. He doth not say, the Lord that made the earth, bless thee out of heaven, nor the Lord that made heaven, bless thee out of heaven, but bless thee out of Zion." As if He would teach us that all blessings come as immediately and primarily from heaven, so immediately and secondarily from Zion, where the temple stood. If ever, therefore, we would have blessings outward, inward, private, public, secular, spiritual, if ever we would have blessing in our estate, blessing in our land, blessing in our souls, we must pray for it, and pray for it here in Zion, in God's house. For from the piety there exercised, all blessings flow as from a fountain that can never be drawn dry. The prayer service. And thank God, yes, for the youth service and the children's program on Tuesday nights. You know, I love the night stand crowd. Psalm 134 in the Amplified Classic, "Behold, bless, affectionately and gratefully praise the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, singers who by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in holiness and to the sanctuary, and bless the Lord, affectionately and gratefully praise Him. The Lord bless you out of Zion, even He who made heaven and earth." You know, there is a blessing of the Lord for those who stand by night. There are blessings of the Lord for those who stand by night. I believe there is a protection. I've seen it for those that stand by night. Fortune. And fortune for sons and daughters, fortunate, well-fated. I know there is a love for the Lord in those who stand by night. I know there is an honor for the Lord and His nightstand, those who stand by night. I know there is a holy conviction in those who stand by night. Don't let go. From the Treasury of David, "The Lord that made heaven and earth, bless thee out of Zion. Ye are scattering and going to your homes one by one. May the benediction come upon you one by one. You have been up to Jehovah's city and temple at His bidding. Return each one with such a benediction as only He can give. Divine, infinite, effectual, eternal. He is your Creator and He can bless you with untold mercies. He can create joy and peace in your hearts and make for you a new heaven and a new earth. May the Maker of all things make you to abound in blessings. The benediction comes from the city of the great king, from his appointed ministers by virtue of his covenant. And so it is said to be out of Zion. To this day, the Lord blesses each one of his people through his church, his gospel, and the ordinances of his house. It is in communion with the saints that we receive untold blessings. May each one of us obtain yet more of the blessing which cometh from the Lord alone. Zion cannot bless us. The holiest ministers can only wish us a blessing. But Jehovah can and will bless each one of his waiting people. So may it be at this good hour. Do we desire it? Let us then bless the Lord ourselves. Let us do it a second time. Then we may confidently hope that the third time we think of blessing, we shall find ourselves conscious receivers of it from the ever-blessed one. Amen. Of course, this speaks beyond the night gathering to the literal night. We understand these words. By night, even by night, the Lord is to be remembered and his praises are to be rehearsed. It speaks to the night seasons. The text, behold, bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord who stand by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord who made heaven and earth. Bless you from Zion. J. Mayer said these words, which stand in the house of the Lord. Let not this, your frequent being in his presence, breed in you contempt. As the saying is, too much familiarity breeds contempt, but bless him always, acknowledge and with reverence praise his excellency. Songs of ascent, song of degrees, going up, going higher, the steps of a flight, a lofty place. This is why we've come, and this is why we continue to come, to behold and to bless the Lord, to invoke, to praise, to celebrate, to adore him with lifted hands, his servants, his ministers, his priests, and their beautiful king. Lift up your hands, etc. The lifting up of the hands was a gesture in prayer. It was an imitation of their expectancy of receiving blessings from the Lord, and it was also an acknowledgement of their having received the same. I don't know if it's your confession. I trust it is, and I trust it's your heart. You say, what a joy to bless him. What a joy to come into God's house, to have the freedom to come into God's house and gather with his people, to pour out our praise on our king, to serve our king, to stand in his house, even at night, morning and evening. Three to thrive. Three to thrive. Psalm 95, 1-7, O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with psalms, for the Lord is the great God and the great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth in his possession. The heights of the hills are his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand that's under his care. Psalm 122, the joy of going to the house of the Lord. If you were writing the psalm, would it start like this? I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet have been standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city that is compact together, where the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, to the testimony of Israel, to give thanks to the name of the Lord. For thrones are set there for judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love you, yes, Lord, in all ways and all things. Peace be within your walls. Prosperity within your palaces. For the sake of my brethren and companions, I will now say, peace be within you. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your good. You know, God bless you. God bless you tonight. The Lord bless you, you and your families. you who stand by night. May the fortune of God Almighty be upon your children, the very name upon your children. Generation after generation. Let's have the worship team return. Samuel Martin said, the Lord bless thee out of Zion. The church is the conservator of divine revelation. The church is the offer on earth of true worship. It consists of a great company of priests, a royal priesthood, part of whose mission is to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. The church is the heritor of the covenants. God's covenants are made with his church, and his promises are addressed chiefly to his church. The church is the scene of special divine ministrations. God shows himself to his church as he does not to that which is called the world. It is also the scene of special heavenly influences, and in a sense, next to that in which God is said to reside in heaven. The church is the dwelling place of the Most High. Now, what is it to be blessed out of Zion? It is surely to be blessed with Zion's blessings and to have Zion's endowments and gifts rendered sources of advantage and profit to us. You know, I think of the nightstand beside my bed. I can't imagine not having one. Reaching out to place something on it, and whatever it is falls to the floor. No nightstand, no place, no surface for the lamp, for the clock, for the water, for the book, the phone. The decor, the design wouldn't be the same, wouldn't be what it could be, wouldn't be as it should be. Less organized, less versatile, something else in its place now. Something else standing where the nightstand stood. Can you hear the Spirit? A call to bring back the nightstand, to place it where it belongs. Not bring out the nightstand just in night seasons. You know, I'm going to stand in the house of the Lord at night, only in the night seasons, when I'm going through a night season, when things are rough and things are tough. All of a sudden, I need two to thrive. I need three to thrive. But when it's smooth sailing, don't just bring it out once in a blue moon or when company tours the residing. And I can't imagine not having a nightstand, not having evening church. I grew up having evening church. It doesn't mean I always wanted to go. Sometimes you go in, you're tired, you know, you got toothpicks in your eyes trying to, like, is this guy ever going to stop preaching? Is it midnight yet? Lord, I wish there was a window, you know. Just keep bringing your kids. Keep bringing your family. Let's not let it fall in our day, amen? You know, I mean, I guess I can imagine not having a nightstand, not having Sunday night church, but I don't want to not have one. And I want my children to have a nightstand, and I want their children and their children and their children and their children and their children. It would break my heart if my children, the next generation, was like three to thrive. That's Dad's motto. Let's just pull it back, strip it back to two, and then all of a sudden let's strip it back to one, and then all of a sudden let's strip it back to it's optional, and then maybe none. Isaiah 58:13-14. If you turn away your foot from the Sabbath, from doing your pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy day of the Lord honorable, and shall honor him, not doing your own ways, nor finding your own pleasure, nor speaking your own words, then you shall delight yourself in the Lord. And I will cause you to ride on the high hills of the earth and feed you with the heritage of Jacob, your father. The mouth of the Lord has spoken. Amen. Well, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you, look upon you with favor, and give you peace. Let's stand in the house of the Lord tonight. You're the hope of all hearts, Lord. Your love never fails.